Chapter 4, International Trade. Interpretation Case Study. Passage 1.
商务部副部长马秀红在中美投资合作研讨会上的讲话节选。朗读，吕秀敏。中国是俄亥俄州的重要贸易伙伴。中国政府十分重视发展与俄州的经贸关系，采取积极措施，促进中国企业与俄州企业的交流与合作。近年来，俄州对华出口迅速增长。2005年俄州对华出口额达 9.34 亿美元，比2001年增长了 108%。目前，中国已成为俄州第七大出口市场，双边投资合作也取得一定进展。目前，俄州有190多家企业在华投资，经营状况良好。在取得丰厚利润回报的同时，占有的中国市场份额不断扩大。中国企业在俄州投资也开始起步，尽管目前投资规模还不大，但越来越多的中国企业对俄州投资环境表现出浓厚的兴趣，积极寻求在俄州发展的机遇。
Passage 2. Chief Executive Donald Zheng Yam Kuen's speech at WTO Ministerial Conference 2005 in Hong Kong, China. Extract.
As a free trader, our support for the multilateral trading system is unconditional, and it goes back a long way. We became a separate contracting party to the General Agreement on Tariff and Trade in 1986. We were a founding member of the WTO in 1995. Our membership did not change after the reunification in 1997. Indeed, Hong Kong's continued participation in the WTO and in the International Trade Agreement under the name of Hong Kong-China is enshrined in the Basic Law, the Constitution of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. We treasure the certainty, protection, and benefits that the WTO brings to our economy and our community. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at an historic juncture. Trade liberalization and economic growth is a permanent goal for all of us as WTO members. While I acknowledge that in some parts of the world, this goal is seen as a threat rather than an opportunity, the negotiations under the Doha Development Agenda must press ahead. We must vigorously defend the integrity and effectiveness of the multilateral trading system.